Phil Station 2 for SSC4.
Go ahead.
And he took a look at the power chain and discovered the cobalt brick had been off and figured there's probably the problem. So we've got it on. Looks like the SSC is powering up, but let us know if you see any issues.
Fantastic Monday morning troubleshooting. Thanks, Zena.
Anytime. I love when it's an easy fix.
Nice when it's easy.
Spin station. Good morning. Space to ground 2 for total organic carbon analyzer.
Good morning, Mike. Steps 1 and 2 are complete. Your go to continue step 3.
We go to continue on step 3. And good morning, Amy. And good morning to the whole Orbit 1 team. It's Monday morning, pretty early. So thanks for coming in, especially on a busy week for all the holidays. It's going to be exciting up here, too. We're getting ready for NanoRacks, and there's that EVA with the really impossibly long strut bags that we're working on, so we're excited to share it with you, and we're going to need your help.
Well, we are happy to be here, and we're looking forward to a good week. Thanks, Mike. Copy, thumbs up.
Sensation on 2. The TOCA analysis has begun.
Houston copies.
2, station call space ground. 2 for icebreaker insertion.
Hey, Kim Young, with you on 2. Go ahead.
Morning. Happy to working with you. Do you have, if I just start this activity a little bit early?
And Kim Young, you are go to get started. Thanks for asking.
Thank you very much for your flexibility.
Well, we have you on the line. I wanted to say good morning, Cassandra. Nice to work with you today, like Kimia-san said. And good morning to all of our friends in Huntsville on this bright and early Monday morning.
Good morning, Mike. Always happy to be working with you all. Good to see your faces. And, Mike, we even like it when you give us a close-up.
This is Mission Hall Space Ground 2 for Upper Watch Charge.
Good morning, Kimia.
Morning. Happy to working with you. Is it okay for me to start next activity, Apple Watch battery charging, a little bit early?
Checking.
Thank you.
And Kimia, you are go to perform the Dragon iWatch charge early, if you'd like.
Thank you very much for your flexibility. So I'm going to start this activity from now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an airlock. Two quick questions before we start our EVA IROSA activity.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the first question is, would you like to join us in the airlock with the Node 1 camera? You're welcome aboard. It's on. We can also turn on the airlock camera. I'm not sure it'll give as much of a good view, but we're very happy to oblige.
We have you on the Node 1 camera. Hello. We're waving back.
Fantastic. Also, it looks like we have a remote guider, Farouk, our very good friend. It says Space to Ground 2. Is that true? If we want to work with him, is Space to Ground 2 good, or should we pull up 3 or 4?
2 works for us, and indeed you will have Farouk available, and he is getting enabled on Space to Ground, so he'll be with you in a few minutes.
Okay, yeah, we're just getting started, and when he is ready, I have a quick report for him, but Zena and I haven't coordinated quite yet, so we still need a few minutes too, but we can definitely tell Farouk where we are in the process.
Good plan.
Airlock, EVA, 4, Spanky.
Good morning, my friend. Really nice to hear you, and welcome back aboard the airlock. Zena and I are quite ready to start, but I did want to ask you a super big picture word on how you foresee this going. Just to give you a quick update on status, we have the 2A bag right here and the 3A bag already. That was a lot of fun to get them this morning, but we have them. I have not watched all the videos yet, and we're just wondering, how you would like to proceed with this? Do we do some self-study and then you talk to us, or you give us some, we go through the charts together and then some self-study, or however that that goes, please let us know. And secondly, just wanted to let you know that we did some of the task lists over the weekend. Zena and I went through the procedures. There are a few small details with tethers and tether routing and a few other small questions, but we definitely understand the big picture of what we're doing and the procedure. So thank you for putting it together and sending up.
Yes, and Mike, we appreciate all that you guys have done for us.
my recommendation is, in a general sense, we're going to be using some of the 3B pieces and some of the 2-alpha pieces to kind of put together the mod kit as much as possible. So my recommendation is to go over the FRAM briefing package, and we'll follow and answer questions as much as we can. And if you need to expand out of the airlock, also let us know that as well.
After Friday, there's not so much room in Node 1 anymore, so I think we're going to intend to try to stay in the airlock, but yeah, we might need to move somewhere else, and we'll definitely let you know. But yeah, it's getting kind of crowded up here. Okay, so Farouk, just to read along the way to ask you questions, do you want to update like where we are in case notes to say, hey, remember this? And also, we did see that caution definitely on page 3-ish, which says we can go up to 3 turns, but do not drive the mid-struck color bolts, which are one-time use in 3 turns on the mod kit.
And, Mike, we caught you in a little bit of handover. I think the bigger picture, you were asking if you wanted real-time calls from us or how you wanted to go through this. Can you repeat your last?
You got the gist, and then just to let you know, we read the cautions on page 3, so we will be careful with this equipment.
Copy all. So, yep, that's it. We will kind of follow you, offer pointers along the way. If you have questions about things, please feel free to ask. I know one of the tricky parts is putting together the upper triangle. Those will all be the 3B elements. And then those are not actual elements that will go for our EVA, but you need that together in order to look at the 2-alpha elements.
It makes sense. And I think the Stowe note told us at the end of the day we're going to put that all back, the 3D stuff all back the way we found it, and put it back where we found it. And that will be a joy.
We are happy that you are having fun.
Farouk, do you want to guide us quickly and through these charts, or did you want us to self-guide? I guess we misunderstood, and apologies. It's an airlock on space ground, too.
And Mike EVA is here with you.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to make sure I understood, because I know you speak Spanky and I speak Farouk a little bit, but just to make sure, were you going to read us, go through the slides with us, guiding us through, or were we going to do that self-study and just stop for questions? Just double, triple checking, and thank you.
And yes, Mike, the thought was that you would go through, and if you had questions, you would ask them, and we would help, but otherwise, you guys could go on your own, at your own pace.
Okay, fantastic. And I want to say you guys gave us a fair amount of time this morning and this afternoon, so thank you. We will definitely put it to good use. And Houston Airlock on Space Ground 2. Farouk, we are working with the 3B mod kit items, and we see the note on page 5 that says the launch tape and bubble wrap may be removed and thrown away. We're just double-checking since 3B is going to go back in storage. Are we planning on repacking the bubble wraps for 3B?
Negative, Mike. Those will just remain in the bag, and then when they do their bag pack, they'll just remove the rest of the wrapping.
Okay. That's kind of what the note says, but we just want to make sure we do respect the hardware, so thank you. Farouk, Houston Station from the airlock on 2 for page number 7. Farouk, there's a note about the center pad not installed, but you had us remove it, so we were wondering what the purpose ahead of time, what the center pad we're going to use, or when we're going to use it, or if we need to install it.
Yeah, Mike, that's a good catch. We do want you to install it, with a few turns. That will help make the upper triangle more secure as you're doing the other operations. Airlock, EVA, just as a helpful note, M17 goes to L2 on that center pad.
Airlock on 2, one triangle complete. Appreciate the help. And so we got it all nicely figured out, 3 turns on each bolt, not more. And we're going to work in the laboratory, the lab, because we're out of room.
copy all. Let us know if you have a favorite camera for us to look over your shoulder.
Lab camera one seems to be set up, and we'll maneuver it as needed to make sure you have a good view.
Copy, thanks. Lab EVA for Mike.
And go ahead, Farouk. Zena and I are listening.
Yes, just wanted to give you a couple of quick pointers as you go into this next phase. Slide four, that's what has kind of your checklist of all the various interfaces that you want to look at on the various pieces as you build and work through these things. In addition, on slide six, there are some videos, in particular videos about the mid-strut MLIs to look at before you really start playing with those. As you can see, currently the MLI on those mid-struts looks very nice, thanks to Ann and Vapor, and then so that's what you guys will be trying to recreate a little bit later on today.
Right, we copy so far. Yeah, we were just trying to suss out the flow of the slides here. I watched a couple of the videos, but I didn't get to watch all of them yet. Lucas did a very good job, at least for the first two. I'm sure the rest are even the same, if not better.
Yep, copy all. And as you build the mod kit, you can do the lower strut or the mid struts in any order. Just making sure as you're building the pieces that you're kind of going through the checklist and make sure you're actuating, interfacing with all of the various parts that we would like for you to check out.
Okay, yeah, definitely, and we appreciate that checklist. I guess in my mind we had a question, and maybe I'm missing it, but on slide seven, it talked about the upper strut mounting bracket, and that step one. It actually had two step ones, and then after that, it didn't really tell us to build anything else. So that's why that's kind of where I was stopping, is just to see where when do we put this together. And you gave us some clues is that we should probably do a few other things before we start putting it together. But when would there's no slide that tells us to put the lower struts together.
Yeah, and that's correct. We missed that. So in general, for the mid struts, we can give you the M and L numbers that connect to put those together, as well as the lower left strut. So we can help you with those.
Yeah, we'll definitely ask if we have questions. I was just making sure I didn't miss anything in the procedure. So I think we have our marching orders for now, and we'll start watching some more videos. Thank you.
Copy all.
Station on two for Farouk.
And station EVA here on two.
Farouk, can you remind us where the collar pit pin? Where in the procedure we install the collar pit pin? I might be misremembering, but I thought that happened as I was extending the mid-strut to Mike, but maybe it happened later.
And Zena, negative. It's after, Spanky will be installing it after he drives the collar bolts. And that would be in block five.
Thank you so much.
Station EVA on space ground two.
Here too.
Zena, we see you and Mike there doing great work. Just a couple of notes for Mike on his end. Obviously, you know, we don't have your interface that you would work with. Reminder, those are the Fairchild fasteners on your side, Mike, that we would be dealing with. And so those I keep forgetting our past. You know all too well about the Fairchild fasteners. So those are definitely on.
Mike copies and remembers so fondly.
The other thing about the side pad is when you're installing the side pad on the right side, you're hooking in the left side first relative to you and then pushing in to the right. So it's hooked on the right side and then push
push it in. And on the opposite side, it's the opposite direction.
Yeah, copy all. Mike will be installing the side that is closest to me first, and then the detents are on the side that is farther away from me on both sides, which are a mirror image.
Great words. Station EVA for Xena.
Thank you.
Yeah, just a note on your side, which your APFR position is getting to that interface will be the real key. So make sure you're happy with contact with the interfaces before we move Spanky over to the side pad.
Mike and I just had that exact conversation, and yeah, I know I'm a little bit limited with my T-Rex arm, so we are going to make sure that I've got at least good enough fingertip grip on that bolt to get a couple of hand turns, and our options include maybe rolling me one more click to the right or yawing me left. I can also take my left foot out of the boot plate so that I have a little bit more lean.
All sounds great. Station EVA for Xena or Mike.
Thank you.
Just a note here, we're about to come up to a 5.5 minute LOS and then a little bit of broken video after that, so we will catch you guys on the flip side, unless you have questions now.
No questions at this time, but we will catch you on the flippy-flappy.
Copy you.
And just for your awareness, we've been talking up here about the correct, what we're looking for on the sob bolts and the language that we'll be using to report what we see, and then also talking through our personal reference frames for how I'm going to help with alignment and how Mike will direct me to be helpful instead of hurtful.
Copy all. Those are great conversations. Those are the ones we wanted you to have.
Send station 2 for EVA.
EVA is here. I have you loud and clear. No video yet.
I copy no video. Hey, Farouk, we are installing the pins on the mid-strut at the collar. The left side went in just fine. We are unable to get the pit pin on the right side installed. Is this something that we experienced at CEIT? Any possible suggestions? What you got for us?
And then, so I guess the first question is it's not a lanyard length, it's, you know, at the actual installing of the pit pin into the interface?
Ephraim, good question, but that is, it's not a lanyard issue. It is just physically the pin itself will not.
Copy all. And then, so first thing I would suggest is, you know, pulling it out, checking when you press the pit pin that the detents, the two balls, they do actuate and depress.
Affirm, the two detents seem to be operating fine. It seems to me like the circumference of the pin is too large for the hole, so it's not even installing far enough to get to the detents.
Happy. That doesn't sound good at all. Official words. And then, so another question is that same pit pin, like if you tried to install it into the other mid-strut hole, would it work? And then so we can see if it's the pit pin or, you know, the drilled hole in the mid-strut.
Yeah, why don't we take off the other mid-strut and bring it over proximal so we can try that out? That's a good idea.
Copy.
Station 2, EVA.
EVA is here.
Farouk, great suggestion. Can confirm the issue seems to be the right mid-strut collar pit pin rather than the hole. The left mid-strut pit pin fits into the left cross hole and the right hole, but the right pit pin fits into neither.
Copy. And then so we copy that's the right mid-strut pit pin doesn't fit into either mid-strut hole.
Correct.
All right, copy. We need to chew on that one a little bit. In the meantime, you guys continue with the fam.
Okay, copy. And we'll take some...
Yeah.
Look like something is not quite right with the tip of the right tip pin.
Please, as many pictures as you can. And I'll let you know when we have...
Yeah, for sure. It won't even install far enough to get to those ball detents, like barely an eighth of an inch.
Yeah. And I'll let you know when we have video so that we can try to get some video footage of the interface.
Thanks, Bruce.
Station EVA for Xena or Mike, we do have video now.
Copy, we're with you on 2 and we see KU. You can try holding up the pip pin to the lab camera and zoom in, see if you can get a decent macro view. It might be a little tricky, but we'll check.
Copy. And copy, we see that. And station EVA, and there's nothing in that interface that is physically blocking that pit pin from going down.
Okay, for negative, we were able to get the other mid-struts pit pin in that hole, so problem does not seem to be the hole.
And Xena and Mike, one more request. Can you show the two pit pins side by side? That's a great view of getting the other pit pin into the right hole receptacle. And can you show the two pit pins side by side and see if there's any physical difference? Copy. That's a good image right there. And if we could get a still image of those two for the crew, people on the ground to assess. And station EVA, Farouk here.
You can see and are listening.
Yeah, we were noticing it looks like there's a little ring at the end of the pit pin, and it appears that our troublesome one, there it may be some protrusion with that ring on there. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Hey, Farouk, yeah, it's like there's the retention mechanism that is what has failed in the past to retain the ring if it slides over those ball detents. So there's like a long slot along the side of the pit pin, and then there's a cap on the very tip of the pit pin, which is what should hold the lanyard ring in place, the little washers, if that makes sense. And it's like the cap is maybe slightly more misaligned on this problem pit pin than on the left side pit pin.
Copy. And you think it's the cap versus that little washer right underneath the cap?
I see what you mean. They're kind of one flush surface, so if it's one, it is also the other. Like the ring and the cap seem, or the whatever you want to call that thing, They are misaligned with the shaft of the pit pin, but they are aligned with each other.
Okay, and we copy all. We will have to think about that on the ground. In the meantime, you can continue with the FAM and with the pictures that you have, we'll assess those in the coming days, and then so you can continue with the FAM and the bag prep, just making sure that pit pin is accessible for if there's future troubleshooting that we need.
We copy, Farouk, and I'll say that when we insert the pit pin or attempt to insert the pit pin, it goes just maybe a little bit beyond that ring, and then it just doesn't go anymore. So I don't know if it's bent or there's a slight, if anything, it's subtle, like you were saying. But we'll try to get you some better views.
Copy all.
I think you can see in the video camera that they look very, very similar, but they definitely aren't.
And we copy. Those are great views.
One on the right-hand side of the screen is the quote-unquote good one, and the other one is the one that doesn't work so well.
Copy all.
And Gina's off to downlink the photos, and that's SSC number 7.
Copy, SSC number 7.
Spill station on 2 for Nanorax.
Good morning, Chris. We are with you on 2, and if you could meet me over on 3, we'll get out of EVA's way.
Sounds good, thanks. Andrew, I'm switching to 3.
So, station hall is on 2 for TSSP.
Thank you, Kimia.
Yes. In Node 2, we have CSA, CP, and pump. And in one of the ports has should have like a sampling probe, but that pump are missing sampling probe actually. So actually, yeah, keep looking for it. But we have some idea actually. Until it is showed up, if it's okay, we'd like to deploy like AJ sampling probe, which can be used for this CSACP sampling pump. That way, in case of something happens, we can still be safe and can be able to, we'll be able to sample from the fire port. How does it sound?
Checking.
You're checking.
Kimia, we're going to discuss that idea a little bit on the ground, so we'll get back to you when we have an answer.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's actually big stuff, long stuff, so I'm pretty much sure that we'll be able to find that soon. But yeah, ideally, in case of something happened, we should be able to sample from the fire port. That's possible, so that's why I just suggested that idea. Thank you for checking. While we are waiting, I'm going to start the next activity.
Houston copy.
Which is just changing out the CCP batteries.
Okay, copy, Kimia.
Sensation 2 for EVA.
EVA is with you.
What a nice exercise. Thank you for setting that up for us and giving us the time for it and being there so early on a Monday morning. I wanted to just let you know where we were. We went through the checklist, and we had done everything that said the ModKit FAM checklist on step number 4. I think you got to see us do just about everything. If you didn't see us, we did do the deploying and cinching the MLI, and then we collapsed the MLI to the EDA starting config, just like we saw on the video with Lucas. So I think we're good. We talked about the bolts and the lower struts. So Zine and I are both very happy, and we're very glad we did this. Do you have any suggestions, parting words? Because it looks like we certainly did everything that you were thinking about, and definitely gave us things to think about.
And, Mike, we thank you very much. We did not have much additional. We did see you guys working through everything and glad for the fam and glad we found this issue with time to actually work it. Again, back here I have Nick and Lucas with me, and we're all happy to see that the fam was good, and we can catch you guys on the ModKit bag prep when you guys are ready for that.
Okay, yeah, that'll show up on our schedule in a couple hours. And a big hello to Nick and Lucas. Thank you. Lucas, we were just talking about you, man. You do well on videos. Hey, just wanted to say thank you. We're also going to put everything back for the 3B side and put that bag back into the PMM, which is a journey in itself. Not quite an EVA, but it could be.
And we copy all.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2. Attention all USOS crew. The Nanoracks airlock IP cameras are starting live streaming in NREL.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Kimia and CSACP probe question. Kimia, we're looking into your idea of connecting the AGA probe to the CSACP in Node 2, but we are wanting to get a better idea of what parts of the CSACP probe are missing. So I have a procedure with a figure for you to reference when you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
Okay, it's going to be procedure 2.5.980 in the MedOps book. CSACP probe inspection, and we would like you to just look at figure 1 and let us know what parts from figure 1 are missing from the CSACP pump.
Okay, Understand. I'm ready for 2.5.980 and video 1 to report back to you which part is missing. Thank you.
Good copy, thanks.
So this is Space Ground 2 for CSU City.
Distance here.
Yes, we have something on the filter, but we are missing beyond connection site, I think.
Okay, we copy that you are missing everything to the left of connection site, downstream through the polycarbonate probe.
That's correct.
Okay, thanks, Camille. We are still discussing. We'll let you know an answer when we have it.
Thank you very much for your hard work. Sorry we're missing this important piece of hardware. Definitely, keep looking for it.
Houston copies.
So station on Space Ground 2 for CSCP storage question.
Camille, go ahead.
Yes, for the item number 3, discharged batteries, actually storage notes written that Ziploc bag is located in overhead 5_golf2, but I think IMS and also actual location for this Ziploc bag is overhead 5_alpha2. Should I move this battery Ziploc bag to Golf 5 per storage node, or just keep as is for just like IMS?
Yeah, Kimia, we have no preference for where it goes as long as you let us know what the final location is.
Yes, so I'm going to probably keep as is, so I should put it back to overhead 5_alpha2.
Okay, copy alpha 2.
Thank you for your support.
Send station 2 for Yerevan. Hey, I think I know the answer to this, but I want to check with you. I found Yerevan 1483 in the FGB Ga'a, which is where we usually find such things. The stow note has it in the SM. I want to make sure when I restow it that I should put it back in FGB Ga'a rather than in the SM.
Yep, good understanding. We'd like it back in the FGB Ga'a.
Thank you so much.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew. Got an SSC power question.
Ground 2.
Hey, Kimia. I wanted to confirm the power chain for SSC 11. We were expecting it to be off since it was part of the power chain for PMD. It's required to be off in that config, and Xena powered it down in a prep activity last week. So if you could let us know how that's plugged in, because we see it online, and then if it is in that power chain, we would like you to turn the SSC off and then disconnect the power cable in the back.
Okay, understand. Check the status of the power chain of the SSC 11, and if it's on, we're going to power down the SSC 11 and disconnect that cable.
Yeah, and concur, it's only need to be powered off if it's in the same UOP as PMD. We just want to check.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to check it out and let you know the status and also power off. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, Space Ground 2 for Kermit.
Huntsville is with you on 2. If you're wanting to get started early, you're go.
Right. You are still reading my mind. That's so awesome. Yes, copy, go for Kermit. We'll report back to you when we're done. Thank you.
We're always here to read your mind, Mike.
Yes, most people find it a very light reading and quickly accomplished.
Position on Space Ground 2 for SSC 11.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, it was actually on and power connected, so I just powered it off and disconnected the cable and closed lid, and I just put the note on it, do not power on. Is that okay?
Okay, copy. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your support.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Kermit. We are ready for ground commanding and for you to move the microscope stage to install position. But I know you're reading my mind. You probably already did that.
I was just telling people you're about to call us. We copy all night. Thanks.
In Huntsville Station on 2, maybe you're just about to call me, but I was looked like that the ground commanding may have been really awesomely successful, and the microscope stage looks like it might be in the install position. I don't mean to rush anybody. I was just making sure that we were in synchronization.
Mike, we're perfectly in sync. I had my finger on the button. You are go to proceed in step 12.
Who's reading his mind now? Copy. Go to step 12. Thank you. Huntsville Station, space to ground 2. Kermit microscope power up is complete. No issues. Been great working with you. Thank you.
And so copies all. Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for any available crew. I see a free-floating camcorder in front of the lab cam. Good catch, Kimya. Thank you.
Station space to ground 2 for the safer virtual training.
Yeah, Mike, we're checking to see if we have everyone we need here on the ground to support you, so just give us a sec.
No worries. I'm going to go just get out the gear. We'll have to get that done in any case. So, and no hurries, too. Don't make anybody come in or extra early or anything like that or miss a Monday meeting because we'd hate to do that.
No worries at all. That sounds like a good plan. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. We've got who we need in Houston.
And good morning to whoever came in, and thank you for coming in. And we have everything connected. I double-checked the connections, and I think there's a question at step 1.1, was the safer disconnected, or nope, it was all very much connected and wrapped up very nicely in the CTB. I double-checked all of the connections per the procedure. The four connections that were in figure 1. So I think we should be good to go. We'll see how it works. Doug is up and running, and I'm selecting my display contacts now per step, whatever. Thank you.
All right, sounds good.
To station 2 for WHC, step 2.2.
Tina, you're go in step 2.2.
Go.
Station on 2 for safer rescue practice.
Go on 2.
Yeah, I made it up to step number 19. When I donned the VR headset, it appeared to be working quite nominally, and looks like I should be able to continue on with hitting start and beginning a safer rescue. Of course, since I took the headset off a little bit, I'll recalibrate it with another double tap.
Okay, that's great news. Sounds good.
That's definitely good news. We'll start some training. Thank you very much. Along the way, if I have questions, I'll be sure to ask.
Awesome. Yeah, we're here for you.
And Houston Station on 2 from the airlock, just letting you know that the safer rescue went just as advertised. So thank you very much. Looks like we have it working again. Appreciate all the help.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we didn't really change anything from when Zena tried it and it didn't work for her. So if you have any tips or suggestions to make sure that it works when we reschedule her training, that would be really great.
Yeah, I think the one thing that you did do is make sure that we just pushed in all those four connections way at the beginning. And I don't know if that was a change from before or not, but I definitely paid attention to that because of what Zena had. So that may have done the trick, or we just may have gotten lucky today.
Okay, yeah, those are great words. Thank you.
Please station on space ground 2 for home video.
With you on 2.
It's a little bit early, but is it okay for me to start these two activities a little bit early?
Confirm you can go early. I do have two minor deltas when you're ready to copy.
Okay, stand by. Ready to copy.
For your second activity, you'll be grabbing a crew-deployed XF705 cam. And for tracking purposes, we need the serial number of this camera. And then once you get to that step, if you don't mind labeling it with a piece of tape, just put ISS ham. That way everyone in Columbus knows that this is specifically for the ham radio setup. How copy?
Okay, for the next activity, second activity, I need the specific serial number for the XF. So I'm going to grab that, then put the tape ISS ham. So which serial number are you looking for?
Nothing specific, just a serial number for tracking purposes. So any crew deployed XF705 will do. Just make sure not to grab one that's used in the call.
Ah, okay, understand. So I already grabbed one, so I'm going to report that per crew note.
Sounds good to us. Thank you.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, sir. Jackson Station, space to ground two. Just a quick report. Safer rescue practice is over, and I'm starting on step 23 for deconfiguring SSC and VRT.
And Houston copies, Mike. Thanks for the status.
Houston Station on two for timeline.
Houston's with you on two, Mike.
Yeah, just looking ahead, just seeing if the TOCA, it may be done already, and I'm happy to do that early. If we need to do it on time, absolutely no sweat.
We are checking. I'll get right back with you. And Mike, back with you. You are go to start TOCA.
Copy, thanks. I'll finish deconfiguring the SSC from the VR, and then we'll start TOCA. Thank you.
Sensation 2 for WHC, step 3.7.
Zena, with you on two, go ahead.
Okay, the analysis bag is about 60% full of water.
That's a good config, thank you.
Houston, station on two for vision testing setup.
With you on two.
I was just chatting with Zena, and we were wondering if I can go ahead and start getting the laptop set up for the vision test. We were just hoping to try to knock those things out and then get synced up to finish the NREL install.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Your go.
Thank you.
In station on two, step 2.7, we've logged out of the SSC. You may now begin the laptop prep.
Okay, we copy. We'll put it in work. And Zena, while I have you, Mike did have success today with the EVA Safer VRT. We couldn't find a smoking gun for why it worked for him and not for you. It could just be an intermittent issue. We don't know. But we're going to reschedule additional training for you to make sure that you get what you need.
Copy and appreciate it. Totally possible it was user error or SSC was just having a bad day, but glad it's working.
Yeah, us too.
Please station on space ground 2 for ham video.
Video on 2.
Yes, I'm on step 13, but could you tell me where is this MVP USB panel located?
Copy, you're looking for the MVPS USB panel. We're checking.
Thank you.
Kimia Huntsville back with you on two. This is the ISS ham power supply to the ham radio, so you can look at figure 8 for an example.
Oh, you mean figure 8?
From figure 8.
I'm actually looking at the figure 8, but I'm not sure looking for the exact looks like. Is this in a rack or that is deployed inside the this module?
It's deployed in the module. You can also look at figure 4 for a reference with it actually in Columbus. It should be the gold box.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at the above the light ion detector, which might be this like a blue box above this payload. But I don't see anything.
Copy all and stand by one.
If you can come on board by hold of camera, and actually if you can actually direct me where it is located, that would be helpful.
Copy all. We'll take you up on that. We are getting on board now, if you don't mind getting the camera set up so we can take a look.
Thank you for your help.
Camille Hensel's back with you on two. We have that view. And overhead, above the ham radio, there should be a, we're seeing a gold box behind that, a little lower down, right above, on sitting on top of the ham radio. And then there's a little black box in front of it. Yes. What's your fingers on now? Behind the black box, it's a gold box. Perfect. It's the gold box that is behind that black box that you are touching. We copy, you're okay.
Thank you for your help.
Absolutely, that was a fun game of find and go seek. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew at your convenience. I've got like a 15-20 minute activity for the CSACP probe.
Houston, this is Station on Space to Ground 2. Happy to help, and I'm secretly hoping that the 15-20 minutes says you know exactly where it flew off to.
Well, we're gonna find something else, and we're gonna do a wanted poster for that probe that because we're not sure where it is. But that is for a later time. But in the meantime, Himya had a great idea of taking maybe the AGA probe to put on that CSACP, and we've gotten comfortable with that plan. So I've got a location and some details for you when you're ready to copy.
Okay. I'm really glad that we were all synchronized on that plan, and thank you for your support. And I'm ready to copy.
Okay, great. So you're going to be looking for bubble-wrapped AGA hardware and grabbing the AGA sample probe, and it's at PMM1, port 2, underscore, Charlie 2. So basically, you're going to take the probe section, and you shouldn't have to unscrew anything or screw anything back on to attach it to the CSACP. There's no harm if you do that. We just would want to understand the config. It should just be a friction fit. So you'll replace that, and you may have to cut a tether on the AGA probe, and that's fine if you do. No issue. We'd love pictures of the final config, and then, we'll figure out where that other CSACP probe went later. We'll get a wanted poster. And we're hoping that final config should just all be, like, airtight. So if anything is loose, just give us a call and we'll talk it through.
We understand the purpose of the probe. I understand where to go find it. We will give you some photos, and we shouldn't have to screw anything off or rechange the configuration. It should go on to, I guess, the filter on the CSACP.
Good read. Yep. Thank you.
Please see some calls for Ground 2 for home video.
With you on 2?
I think I just completed setting up this configuration, but for the verification, I didn't turn on excess power. Am I missing some steps, or we gonna do a total verification later?
We copy all, and we're checking.
Q.
Station Spacer Ground 2 for CSACP.
Yeah, on 2, Mike.
Yeah, this is totally a group effort with the whole crew, and this was Zena's idea, so we're really glad you went with it. We were able to find serial number 1004, the AGA sample probe. We took it out of its bubble wrap bag. We kept the bubble wrap bag, and we installed it by removing the tether device, like you said, straight onto the CSACP. We did an ops check, and we determined that there were no leaks with it, so it looks like it's ready to go. We've deployed it, and our plan, if you agree, is that as soon as we find the original one, which will show up any second now that we have an alternate, we will replace, put the original one back on and return this AGA probe back to where we got it from, which was in the PMM. If that works for you, that sounds like a good plan to us. What do you think?
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much. You were I feel like everyone is just in a mind meld today. So that's exactly what we're thinking. If you could just take a quick snapshot, we'll be done with it for today.
Zena beat you to that one. She's ahead of everyone today. We try to keep our minds trying to meld with hers. SSC number 6 for your convenience.
Awesome. SSC 6. Thank you.
And, thanks, Houston. Of course, in case of emergency, it's great to have a CSACP pump and probe. So thank you for keeping that capability here. Hope to never use it.
Yeah, concur with all.
Station Huntsville on Fifth Ground 2 for Kimia and ISSM.
Thank you.
We do concur that you are complete with the activity today, and for your essay, the 705 will stay powered off. We'll run a test later on in the future, test the setup. So you're done?
Okay, understand. Thank you very much for confirming. So I'm going to just download photo, and I'm going to report the SSC number by crew note. Thank you.
And one go back, just confirming that you did a step 16 and 17 for the power on, but nothing for the 705, correct?
That's right. So now, AMP video is powered, and RF is also powered. So I think we have good config.
Confirm. Thank you so much. We're in a good config.
Thank you for your support.
Houston Airlock, Spacer Ground 2.
Houston on 2.
Yeah, in the interest of being the best possible crewmates that we can possibly be, Zena and I, we are ready to start the EVA mod kit bag prep.
We know we're just part of the team. When our teammates are ready, we'll be ready to start that activity. In the meantime, we are hanging out in the airlock, and we'll just open up the bag and start taking a look at things. But we'll get started until Farouk and his EDA team are happy. And the Node 1 camera is on and available if you'd like to join us.
Okay, we copy. Yeah, we'll get a team situated here, and we'll let you know when we're ready to go, too.
Okay, thank you. Houston Airlock, Space Dragon 2.
Dragon 2.
I bet you're wondering what we're doing here. We're just kind of going over the procedure and talking over some things. We did some very simple things that the procedure called out for us, like making sure that there were labels and putting some Sharpie marks on. We are ready to begin when the EVA team's ready to begin. In the meantime, we're just getting things out like rents that we know that we're going to need.
Okay, copy. Yeah, you are go to start. Farouk is not quite here yet, but we're going to get him enabled as soon as he's here, and then we'll let you all talk once everything's set up. But yeah, go to start.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. We'll definitely follow the procedure, and we'll wait for Farouk when we have questions. Thank you so much.
Airlock, EVA, on Space to Ground 2.
This is Airlock on Space to Ground 2. Boy, you sound a lot like Farouk. He's my friend.
Good evening to you as well. I am back.
Welcome back. We had one big picture question for you, Farouk, and that's just because we took our time to look ahead. But just for the immediate, we are now on step 5.3, and no questions on the procedure so far. The lower left lower strut is put away on 7 and 8, everything like the procedure. The procedure's been very helpful to us. So now we're working on the mid-lower or lower-mid, mid-left, sorry, strut. But our question is, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
I guess it's one question but two parts. When we get back to the end of the procedure, it says, all right, now in this bag, because this is the bag stowing day, put in all the other stuff for the procedure, which has, you know, all the call-outs like we have on the MBL, right? So the problem is, or the question is, we don't have all of those things yet. We did a tool gather, but as you may recall, tool gather is an exercise in hide-and-go-seek and finding things, and we didn't get to it all last week. We know we're going to have time to do it in this upcoming week. So we will not have everything in there unless you tell us to try to go find some of the missing things that should be in this bag.
And, Mike, we are good with that plan. We concur with you. We have enough time and tool config to clean this up. Just let us know where you get so that we can both track the things that are that we need to go back to during the tool config.
Absolutely. And we know that we found the torque wrench already, and there's probably one or two other things in here, but the long-duration tie-down tethers and things like that, they just haven't popped up yet. But they will. Also, just to let you know, it didn't say anything, but do you need any serial numbers for the RETs that we are using for this bag setup? We're using the approved RETs that we set aside for this task, just to know if you needed to go to the specificity level of serial numbers.
And, Mike, that's a negative for this bag. We do not need any serial numbers on the RETs for this bag.
Okay. Happy to provide whenever you do need them. All right. We'll see you on step 5.3. Thanks, Farouk, and all the rest of the team who may be there.
And, Mike, just a note that in about 10 minutes, we're going to have a 45-minute LOS. So we will catch you. If you have questions, you have about 10 minutes, and then we'll catch you on the backside of that LOS.
Copy. I think the only question we have is, you know, we're very comfortable because we got to watch Lucas's most awesome video, and we had some practice for the accordion kind of folding for the MR and ML struts. And so we'd like to, we feel comfortable doing that even if you're not able to see it, unless you'd like to watch.
If you have a goal to continue through the procedure.
Okie dokie. Thanks for being there for us, Brooke. And Zena says hi.
Copy, and we say hello to you as well.
It's an airlock on 2 for EVA, Farouk.
And airlock, EVA is here.
Farouk, we are in 5.3. Looking ahead, since we have an LOS coming up at 6.3 when we're on the MR, the MR strut, the right did. That's the problematic pin, so maybe we can skip 6.3 so we don't mess things up for the future. That way gives us some options. Just suggesting, what do you think?
Checking. Give me a second, I'll get right back to you.
Station Huntsville on stage ground 2. Attention all crew. The Nanorock airlock cameras are no longer have any views into node 3.
Station copies. Thank you.
Airlock EVA for IROSA back prep.
Go ahead.
And Mike, we were thinking it is just step 6.3.4 that you may not want to do. All the rest of the steps look like they can be done.
Okay, so we'll do it all except for the tucking at the end.
Good words.
And Houston Airlock, Space Ground 2 for EVA and Farouk about accordions.
Copy. I am here, and just to let you know, we got a minute 30.
Then we have time to ask our question. When we make the final crossover for the final accordion fold, we were thinking of putting a small black mark on it. That way we can know which strap to grab in not the heat of battle, but in the EVA. There's a lot of those rounds, all those holding straps are kind of all looking similar, and they're very close to each other. But it should be self-evident that having a little black mark would help us identify the right one.
And we copy, and this mark is going to be on the strap, right?
That is affirmative. It's going to be just on the one strap that's crossed over on itself.
That's fine.
Thank you. Houston Station, from the airlock for EVA.
Airlock, EVA here.
Welcome back, Farouk. We have, in essence, finished the procedure. We have skipped 7.2, which is the remaining tools. We will absolutely have to do those later, no question, but we did install this torque wrench, and per the tool configuration summary, the torque wrench has the socket on it, which is a 2-inch, or 5/8 by 2-inch. So we have some photos, haven't downloaded them yet, but other than that, we've closed the bag and temporarily stored it in the airlock. Let's see, and we double-checked the steps 10 and 11 with the EVA tape. And we are good to go on this procedure. What we'd like to do with we have one question for you, and then we'll have a suggestion for our remaining time. But how copy so far, sir?
And we copy all so far, and so ready for your question. And I have a question back to you, so I'll get your question first.
Okay. We did not do this yet, but our suggestion right before the long LOS was to put a black mark, and we called it a strap, but it's also a wire tie that holds all the MLI together, right, in the accordion fashion. So in order to pick the right one to undo, there's only one that's crossed over, but it's just easier to visually identify quickly if we put a mark on it. And what we wanted to double, triple check, because we do respect the sanctity of MLI.
And then so it...
Farouk, I talked myself into a handover. Should I start from the beginning, or was it just near the end where we last come?
And Mike, we copied it all. There's a little blockage there. So in general, the same question you had asked beforehand about putting a little black mark on the wire tie stiffener, you were trying to see if that was okay.
Yes, because we were maybe in communicating, we might have said the wrong thing or didn't want to be any confusion on this one.
And I'll go with a black mark on the wire tie stiffener.
Okay, we did not do that. Next time we open the bag, we'll do that, and we'll make sure we have a picture so that you know what we did. It won't be anything crazy.
Copy all. And then so I did have a comment for you based on the feedback that you guys have given so far. So our pit 10 of joy on the right mid-strut pit pin. So we are creating some troubleshooting steps, and then the next time we have a tool configured, you guys get in that bag, we'll have some steps for trying to see if we can straighten out the cap on that pit pin.
Okay, we look forward to executing to the best of our abilities on the pit pin of joy.
And we copy all, and I think the last is you said you had some recommendations for what you all would want to do with this remaining time.
We thought we would continue on with our tool config that happened, was it last week? It's so hard to remember. I think the next steps would be to configure our mini workstations for the stow track and also for the tool configuration summary.
Yes, and we are good with that plan.
Okay, yeah, definitely wanted to make sure that you thought that was going to be a effective use of our time. Eventually we'd have to do it, and if there's anything else more important that you'd like us to do, we're all for that too.
And we copy all.
Then airlock 2, for a question about the long duration tie down.
Airlock, EVA on Space Ground 2.
Farouk, I haven't seen in either the 74 EVA tool gather stow track or IROSA Prep 2 Alpha Part 2 track any steps to gather, let alone configure, a long duration tie down tether. Will that be an activity later? I want to make sure that we get it all set up at the correct expected length before we put it in the strut bags.
And Zena, I'm checking. Just give me one second. And airlock EVA on Space Ground 2.
Dentist.
All right. So we may have missed that line item on the gather to get those long duration tie down tethers. So we will endeavor to update that for the next tool config to have that line item there. In short, once we gather them, we're going to extend them to full length.
Full length and then reconfigure. That sounds great. And then, Farouk, while I have you, I know we had a couple of items from the Inc. 74 tool gather that we haven't been able to find yet. Do you guys have any possible alternate locations?
And, Zena, we are still working on those.
Yeah, no problem. While you're working on those, Farouk, in Inc. 74 EVA tool gather, step 4.02, if there's somewhere I could find a picture of the pin straightener, I remember using it years ago at this point, but it's been a long time, that would help us look for it. I might just be looking past it.
And copy that. We'll find one and can get it to you.
Copy. Thanks. That'd be awesome.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for any available crew and ISS ham video troubleshooting.
Station, can you say again on Space Ground 2?
Station, this is Huntsville calling for some quick ISS ham video troubleshooting for any available crew.
I am ready to copy.
We just had a couple of steps to help us get ISS ham video in a good config. You can reference figure 4 of Kimia's 1555 ISS ham HDMI install activity, looking at figure 4 in the blue colored box surrounded by the black outline. That is the ham video box, and we'd like to have that moved off of the standoff and onto the deck so that the inlet and outlet will have a 20 centimeter of clearance and ensure that no warm air is blowing on that box once it's moved.
Copy that. Yeah, I'll give that a shot before my EVA conference here.
Copy. And if you think it would be helpful, we also think it would be a good idea to label that box with air inlet outlet 20 centimeters clearance, just as a heads up for anyone else that ends up touching it.
Copy that. I will do that now if I have time. If not, I'll knock it out before TPC.
Great. Thanks for offering up your time.
Station Houston on 2 for Zena. The party is ready for your EVA crew conference at your convenience. I know Chris is working a little item, so no need to rush whenever he's ready as well.
Perfect. Give us a couple minutes, and then we will call.
Copy. And then I've got a few other items to close out the day for any available crew. We're thinking about getting rid of U.S. Evening DPC, but we'll confirm with you.
And we will be canceling the USOS portion. If you ask us, our vote is yes. And we'll make sure our Russian colleagues know.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Mike, do you want to take the two, three items I've got from Houston now, or do you want to call me back?
We'll call you back in just a few moments. I'm going to hand off with my friend Chris, and then we'll be able to be helpful. Thank you.
All right, good plan. Thanks.
So station Space to Ground 2, I think this is the right channel to call you on for picking up with a ham radio video.
Hey, firm, we're with you on 2.
Right, I think Chris last left you with the story, and you probably got the same thing I did. We're looking at the blue box, which is for the ham video box, and we're trying to get 20 centimeters of clearance on both sides, and with the way that all of the stowage we have, we got really close, but not quite. I think you know that, and you have a video of it. Am I correct in where the ham, in what the understanding?
Hey, firm, that sounds like a good story, and ultimately our goal is to get it off of the standoff and onto the deck. I think that'll be a good spot for it to have that 20 centimeters of clearance.
So, if you have the Columbus camcorder up and running, you should be able to see that. It is on the deck. It's on Columbus Deck 1 Alpha Panel, and there's just so much more other stowage on the deck, so there's not a lot of room to spare. We have approximately 6 inches, maybe a little bit, very close to somewhere around 12 to 15 centimeters on both sides, and we owe you a label, I think, but let me know if you need a better camera angle.
And we copy all. And, yeah, we'd like that label, but that 20 centimeters is a hazard control, so we do need to make sure we get that. We're also working on pulling up videos, so hopefully we can get a good view and follow along with you.
So the thing is that, and absolutely not complaining, just giving data whatsoever, and we're so totally willing to work with you to make this happen, but we have a lot of stowage already on Columbus Deck 1. So adding another thing with a 20 centimeter radius around it is tricky. So we're going to show you what we have, and then maybe we can coordinate with the stowage folks to make sure that we do make that room. One suggestion is we have a blue bag here called the Simon, C-I-M-O-N, stowage bag. Might be able to move it a little bit off to the other side. We also have other constraints on this rack for the fans that we have in the exhaust fans in Columbus. So we're already extra full on here. So if we can get that Simon bag somewhere else, that's probably not Deck 1, that could help out the situation. Over.
We copy all. We've got the video pulled up, so we're following along with you now. We see exactly what you were pointing at, what you were talking about. We are going to discuss that briefly, and we'll come back to you with the solution.
Okay, and we very much are respectful for rules. I think right now we're just super geometrically constrained, but I'm sure you guys can come up with something magic to make it all work, and we'll be very happy to execute. In the meantime, I will make a label, and I think Chris told me one was at inlet, one said outlet, and then there was also something like no stowage within 20 centimeters.
Yep, that or we were thinking just inlet, outlet, and then 20 centimeters clearance.
20 centimeters clearance. All right, we can do that. Since you have a good video view, if you can tell me from both of our perspectives here, this being left and the other one being right, which one is inlet and which one is outlet?
We'll get some words for you while you make those labels, and we'll let you know when you get back.
Fantastic. I love working with you guys. Really appreciate it. And, we'll get off the label maker.
Houston, this is Station on 2. You had a few things for us. And don't tell Huntsville, but I'm headed over to get the label maker, too.
Okay, I'll make sure it's just between you and me. All right. Let's see. I've got three items for you. So first, thanks for everyone up there to work in the CSACP probe. We took a look at the pictures, and we just want to get a warm fuzzy on that tethered and kind of floating AGA probe end. If you contained it, that's good. From our perspective, we think it might be best just to cut it, cut the tether, and then store that end in the CDMK. And I've got the location details for stowing it when you're ready.
Okay. CDMK, I know where that is, the carbon dioxide monitoring kit. It's been in the same place since the first time I was here, so that's awesome. The alternate location is the, we have the bubble wrap bag, which is the AGA sample probe bag with serial number 1004 on it, and that's where that eventually that probe is going to go back. We might be able to save a few steps by taping it gently with Kapton tape on the inside of the bag, and that way it won't get lost, and we'll have it easily without having to go back and forth to the CDMK. But very much happy to put it into the CDMK with the other similar-looking items. Over.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're go with the bubble back with the bubble wrapped bag and taping it. We were concerned about a lot of free floating stuff, but if you're using tape to the already labeled serial number 1004 bubble wrap, that sounds great to us. Cool. All right. Next up is we wanted to offer it up just in case you want to the SSC 11. If you wanted to have a cupola SSC nearby. That's the one we had Kimya turn off earlier today because it was within the power chain of PMD that we can't have. And I've got an alternate location to move that SSC 11 if you're interested.
Why don't we do this? I don't think we have a big interest in it. I think we just didn't put the one and one together and accidentally turned it on. But I will ask my crewmates, and if we do need that interest, then why don't we give you a call, and then we will and then we'll go from there. That sounds like a good idea.
That's a perfect plan. Sounds good. We're ready to talk with you about it anytime. and then lastly, a lot of changes are forthcoming in your Optimist plan for tomorrow, including some Russian crew members, timeline items that are going to affect U.S. crew items. So just be advised, like what you see right now isn't going to be the final. And one thing to note is currently you might see that the PWD unavailable is before morning DPC. That's going to move later in the day, so you don't have to worry about that starting too early. And that's all I have in Houston. Anything for us?
Well, thank you for saving breakfast. Yes, the early PWD ops definitely affects our coffee intake. Right now, we don't have anything from you. We haven't. We've been here and there as a crew today, and you guys have been really helping us stay together. So if we do have any other questions, I'll talk to my crewmates. But if we do, we will be sure to give you a call. We know you're there for us, and we really appreciate everyone.
Yeah, same here. Great deal. All right, have a good evening, and I'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks, and please have a great holiday. If we don't see you before then, and if we do see you before then, we'll still want you to have a great holiday. Cheers.
Yeah, same here. I'll be back with you tomorrow afternoon, so looking forward to it.
Us too. Thank you. That's good news. Well, have a nice evening or afternoon, and we'll continue working on here, and I bet you we'll have a few things to talk about. First thing I'm going to do is get that AGA probe filter unit or adapter unit or whatever, that the tethered item, and put it into that into the bubble wrap bag, and that way it will never get lost, ever.
Sounds good. Ethos is going to hold you to it.
There is a theory up here that if we let it free, then it would follow the same path that the probe did, and then we could find the two together.
Oh, my gosh. That is genius. We'll think about it and let you know one day if that's the good plan.
Won't hold our breath. Thank you so much. So, Station, back with you on Space Program 2.
We're back with you on 2. See those labels there? I think I'm going to have to ask you to relabel them per a different procedure when you have a second. I've got a good image for you to copy exactly how it's written there to have them labeled.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sure we can use this somewhere else, somewhere, sometime. No worries, and label makers are fun. So stand by a second, and I'll get out my pad, and we'll start to we'll get your procedure, and we'll type it in right this time. So from the mighty Columbus on Space to Ground 2, ready to copy.
Copy that. Give us 1 minute while we discuss one thing real quick. Mike, back with you on 2. So that procedure is 1.002, ham video installation, figure 3. And you'll see it's labeled as air inlet / outlet 20 centimeters. Now, if you think the labels you had already made will be good enough, we are happy with those as well. Otherwise, you can copy that figure's labeling.
I'll throw that back at you. We don't get to go to too many safety meetings, and the hazard reports are definitely to make sure that the crew and the space station are okay. So I think those labels are just fine. They give the very much the intent, but we also respect the process. So you tell us. I'm happy to reprint them if you want. If not, the ones we have will definitely meet the intent of the hazard report.
Copy that, and if that's, we are happy with the
Huntsville station. Sorry, I'm stepping on you. I do have a follow-up question. Which are they, both inlet outlets, or is one side inlet and one side outlet?
And we're not exactly clear on that. It's possible that they're both bi-directional. We don't have that information at this time, and that's why we're going to have you relabel that just for that clarity, but we are happy with the labels you've already made.
Let's do it right and by the book. We have the time and we have the label maker, so I'll go find that figure in the procedure you gave me for a hand video setup, and figure number 3, and we'll make the labels that look just like it, and then that way everybody's happy.
Copy. Oh, and thank you for that, and thanks for that offer. And once you have those made and in place, we have some steps for you to power down the ham video, and I'll give you all that context once you get back.
Absolutely. We're here to help, and thank you, and thanks for waiting, because I think right now my brain bucket is full. But it'll be empty in a little bit, and we'll go through this more together. Thank you.
Absolutely. I was just continuing the trend of reading your mind.
The Huntsville station on 2 for quick clarification on the figure 2 on the ham video installation procedure.
With you on 2, but we might lose you any second to an 18-minute LOS.
Hey, do we need to write the word clearance or just air inlet outlet 20 centimeters?
We'll defer to you, whatever you think is the best bet, but we don't necessarily need clearance.
Okay. So station on 2. Labels made, applied, and we also moved a little bit of the Simon stowage a little bit out of the way. It's still on deck 1. We may have solved the Tetris problem, and then we moved the ham video box to a spot where there's at least, if not more than 20 centimeters on either side, on both sides.
Copy that. You played some Tetris while you guys were gone. We appreciate that work there. And I just also wanted to give you the context that we did do some digging and found that those inlet and outlets are bidirectional. So that is the correct labeling.
Good thing I followed your suggestion, as always. The camera is up in with a better view in Columbus, so feel free to take a look at it and make sure that y'all are happy with it, because when you're happy, we're happy.
Yeah, as soon as that video came back, we were surprised by how pretty that looked.
And with that, what else can we do for you?
Yeah, we just stand by 1. We're going to discuss if we have any last things for you, but we should be good. All right, Mike, we're back with you on 2. We discussed, we are more than happy with the Tetris work you did. Ham video looks like it's in a great config, and appreciate all your work and taking the time to move that for us. And Mike, no, we're not going to do anything with the power. That was a contingency just in case we couldn't get everything moved around and get those air inlets cleared.
I stepped on the wrong channel. Thank you very much. Copy all. Great working with y'all today. Thank you.
We are always listening. I heard you over there, and thank you again for all that work.